If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys P1 family. P1 means priority one.
P1s listen to the Rise Guys Morning Show exclusively. P1s know these numbers by heart.
800-774-0093.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I love the Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys.
Rise Guys, I got show number four. On Friday, pick up and dial 864-241-4318. 241-4318. 241-4318. 241-4318.
Yeah. No, I neglected to ask you earlier, Fat Boy. Is there any heat on this one?
It's funny you ask.
Yeah, it is funny, isn't it?
You know what? No.
Wow.
Not on us.
Wow.
Well, that's good. Good, because I wouldn't go and put up with it.
Because your name's not Randall. Wow. Now, if your name was Randall, there'd
Randall's
be some heat.
Randall's going to get some heat.
Rockin' Randall.
Randall's going to get...
Oh, Randall.
Raked over the coals.
Somebody's going to go nuclear on him.
On his ass.
Nuclear.
Uh-oh.
Somebody's going to take his ass and hand it to him.
Right.
Oh.
Okay, so the FOF line, you've never heard it before. Loser?
Yeah, where you been?
Where you be?
Bastard.
It's a voicemail we have set up for you to call and just rant on whatever it is that you're pissed off about. That way, maybe you won't get fired or divorced or go to jail or something like that. You just get that P and V out of you, and you'll feel a lot better.
You really will.
And if kids, if you don't know what the P and V are, ask your parents. They'll tell you.
They're supposed to tell you because they're parents.
Now, are you going to lead with the person that's tired of cleaning up someone's poo, or is that going to hold off on that one?
We're going to hold off on that one, okay. And it's not poo, but you're not too far off.
You know what? I thought when I said that, most people, when they say, come get your S, they're not talking about your feces. Usually not.
I think he called because somebody brought him a quiche muffin. And
it's quiche.
He's not happy.
It's quiche. It really is.
Let's start with the guy who's...
He thought Pahish got put in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame the other day.
Oh, that boy did.
He said, who is Pahish?
I feel like this is a guy who talks to his boss any way he wants to.
Oh.
So he has a message for his boss.
Oh.
And the message is, I ain't working on the weekend just because you say I have to. So I don't know how you can do that and keep a job, but I guess he's going to.
864-241-4318. This is the FOF line.
Listen here, I don't really mind working overtime. You know, that's not a problem. I could use the extra money. But when it's the day before Saturday, when it is Friday, and you tell me you need to work on Saturday after I make plans, I ain't going to work. That's just not going to happen. You can't sit here and expect me to come into work the day before on my day off and just call me the day before and just tell me, hey, I need you to work when I have this weekend planned out. It ain't going to happen, all right? So, off. I'll work next weekend, maybe, if I feel like it.
If I feel like it.
It almost sounds like Big Brown. And I don't think he has to work weekends ever.
Big, is that you?
He's upset.
Let us know.
Is that you, Big Brown? Sound like a young version of you.
That's what Big Brown would do, though. Kind of boss hog his way around work.
Big Brown is like a he's a lead dude. Like he's
oh yeah
he's
telling people how he's gonna work.
He goes and speaks to kids, which is frightening.
That's exciting.
Oh, Big. I love texting Big. I hear from him during the draft, and it's always shorthand.
Does he get upset?
You like
about
the picks?
Things?
Question mark. I'm like, yeah, picks are good. He said, me too.
What's his team? Is it still?
Of course, he's a Panthers fan.
I was just checking if he switched.
Yeah, they drafted Territorial McMillan, so he's happy. How about a guy who's having female problems?
What?
How did that happen?
Well, it's not just be a flesh wound.
It's not the kind you were not supposed to ask about his kids.
Oh. Women problems?
Pretty much. It's a different female problem.
Oh, okay.
Uh-oh.
He's a little upset.
Well, I had the same one if it was developing breasts as a small boy. 864-241-4318. The FOF line.
You know what really bites my balls? Is these females out here that think they're all this and that, but they can't even provide anything more than maybe some used and a couple dollars here and there. This I'm getting sad, man, and I'm getting tired of it. I just want to find me a fine tail, lay down with her, cuddle up with her, sleep with her every now and then. But I can't even do that because they're all whores. Sucks, man. I'm telling you.
That also sounded like Big Brown in a sense. I noticed.
He's putting on a voice.
Is that a problem? Oh, I feel bad for him.
Well, I don't know what the bleep was. I assume I know what it was. Was it?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Okay, so.
Another name for a kitty cat.
Yeah. Well, I mean.
Maybe he's looking in the wrong place for.
I mean, if that's all you want, it's going to be kind of hard to get by, right? Like it's.
If you just want somebody to cuddle and have sex with.
If that's all you want, I feel like. It's going to be hard to get.
Yeah. Because what do you do when you're done? Okay, thank you. Bye-bye. Okay, bye. Maybe again. Bye-bye.
You don't go eat?
No, bye-bye.
You're like Miss Swan.
Did you eat yet?
No, get out.
Yeah, like 5 minutes ago. Well, I meant lunch.
Okay, this is just the thing where this sucks. We don't become friends after this. You go, bye-bye.
Damn, she just
that's why I don't,
laid
I mean,
out the
I'm,
blueprint.
I just, it's weird to me. I can't do that.
Paige is ruthless on these dudes out here.
I don't have any dudes out there. I'm you know me.
She's kicking them out the bed.
No, but that's why I don't have one-night stands because I don't know how to behave.
When's the last time you did sex?
I told you.
Be honest.
Like, be honest, though.
Tell the truth.
No one's judging you at all.
I'm honest.
I'm talking about
it's
with a man,
years.
By the way.
Years. Like, you
not
know.
At Cougar Club.
Did you forget how to do it?
Yeah, I think so. Y'all were up there running with scissors, quite literally.
I think so. I don't know how to do it.
Three-legged race.
Do you think if it happened to you now, it would be so overwhelming that it might last 2 minutes?
I might die, yeah.
You know, the girls are like, you know, they're short with it. Like, I can't do it.
My problem is people aren't in the same situation that I'm in. I don't want to be hearing other people's problems. I want to find someone who's happy. Someone who's...
She doesn't want a simp.
I mean, that, you kind of are saying that. Like, you're like someone who's... And I get it, too. You're like, I don't want a puppy. I want a dog who already knows what he's doing that's not going to crap all over my house.
Yeah. Kind of. Well, no, I want to find someone that I have some chemistry with where we have things in common and they want to have a good time. A good time not meaning just sexing. Thank you, bye-bye.
Yeah.
Like going to the fair.
Yeah, that'd be great. Or doing anything, going shopping.
Who was the blonde you were with last night?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If she was a dude, she
listen.
Be, if she was a
if
guy,
you came out,
she would be a perfect.
I would
guy.
Not. I would still be
if
your friend.
If I would be gay, that would be the one that I would pick.
She's fun.
She's a good time and she's sweet.
What a compliment! I've never and like if Fat Boy says, "Hey man, if I was gay, I'd be with you." I would not consider that a compliment. But as a woman, like that's very complimentary.
Well,
like, man, if I decided to go gay, I'd be gay with you.
Because
that's
we
a
have
compliment.
A, we
as
have
a woman.
Lot in common. She's very smart. She's taking some of the same classes. So we were talking. She's going to be a PA.
Yeah. Going to Bush School.
And I'm doing the other stuff. And she's
you're going to be a DA.
Yeah, and she likes music, and she loves animals, so we have a lot in common in that situation.
She's in great shape.
Yeah,
works out.
She's mean to
and
me.
I notice you will only be friends with ladies who also have gigantic breasts. Why?
There's no reason for that.
Yeah.
you.
And it's not that all my friends have to be beautiful either. It's
they just happen to be.
It's just how it works out.
I mean, Jenny's beautiful. She's the person that I would love to be. She's in banking, very smart.
That would be weird to hear. She's the person that I want to be. Yikes.
Oh, yeah.
She's your role model.
Big money.
She is my role model because she says things to people.
I was a role model once.
That I wish
they thought it was
that
a
I would
yeast
be
role.
Jenny. You know.
It was just an infection.
God.
You want quick. You gotta love it.
And my other friend Tina is the free spirit that I always wish I could be because she, the way she thinks, and she's like the hippie chick of the group, and she's just so cool.
Shave her armpits.
She travels a lot.
Right.
Now, women love complimenting each other.
They
I do. Couldn't do it.
I'm sorry.
No, what? No, don't. I mean, like down deep, like men don't do that at all.
No.
Or if it's like, if somebody would say, hey, man, I love your shoes. I'm looking at them real quick like, oh, did you get some new ones and I didn't compliment you and this is why you're telling me? You know?
Yeah.
Men don't do it.
If you've got two single men and a girl, the guy's not going to go up to the girl and say, you know what? You know who you should really date? It's my boy right here. You should hook up with him because we're both single.
No.
And I think you guys would be a great match. Never happen.
They're going to go up and say, hey, you realize Cletus is gay, don't you? If he's not.
He's gay as hell,
really
man.
He's not, though.
No. You go around him. Look at him. He parts his hair down the middle. I mean, come on.
Look at this text. You. What is happening? The last three shows, Paige has really turned me on, and she's not really talking about sex stuff. Interesting. Interesting. And we don't text back if you're male or female, too. That's an interesting little thing to throw in. All right. You want a break here?
Yeah, let's take a break.
All right. We will break and come back with what?
Well, when we come back, we'll talk to or talk about, you know, Randall. We'll hear about Randall.
Ooh,
Randall.
I want to know.
Pissed off Randall.
Awful boss Randall. Plus, if this dude's asking for some sauce packs, give him the damn sauce packs.
Why can't you get sauce packs? And why do they charge you like 50 cents for an extra?
I love when
sauce
they ask
cup.
You and still don't put it in the bag. Like, okay. You going to tell you what you want with barbecue?
Because it's people take advantage of everything. Everything. Like, they'll say, well, we don't need to buy ketchup anymore. We'll just get some extra ones from BK.
Oh,
God, go to any Greek restaurant that gets you, like, lunch in a styrofoam box. You got, like, 80 packs of ketchup you didn't ask
for. God, boy, you ain't kidding. The Greeks love some ketchup.
No, they did.
Good
nice.
For them.
Good for them.
All right, I figured more of the Italians would be into it, but oddly not. All right, we will break. We'll come back. More of the FOF line next. Happy Friday.
This is the Rise Guys, Madman, Paige, and Fat Boy.
Every morning, it makes you laugh.
I would hate to start my day without them.
I love the Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys Morning.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Michelle.
But she sure likes to bone.
Oh, one more.
What the hell, man? Like, I'm embarrassed that was ever.
That's
a great song.
Imagine you. I don't remember a moment when it happened, but imagine there was a time when people were in their car and that came on the radio. Maybe just now for you. And you're like, oh my God, guys.
What is that?
And you're all going, rah. Like, and you never, like, what is this about? Girl who didn't shave her armpits. What was the thing? She didn't believe in God?
Didn't wear deodorant.
Is this the beginning of the Me Too movement?
You're like, oh, it must be a 90s
She's
throwback
a hippie
weekend.
Chick.
She's a hippie chick.
Oh, you know what that means. Pit hair.
No, it means they don't know what to do with their hands in a photo. I am sick and damn tired of seeing that in pictures.
You're supposed to do the west side or the thumbs up? Two fingers in the tongue?
I do that. It's fun.
I'm just going to turn my head sideways and smile briefly and put up two fingers.
Oh, I hate when women do that pose. Like, what
That's
are you
the
looking?
One I'm talking about, yeah.
Are you looking at chemtrails? Like, what are you looking up there? Plus, there's like 10 of you doing the same pose. Like, are
if
you
I all... was a photographer, I'd say, quit laughing and look at the damn camera. They're over there like...
quit looking at each other and laughing.
Why are you holding your wine?
That was all
what
yesterday.
You set it down so you can do something with your hands instead of holding it up like you're toasting the cameraman.
Are you ladies making fun of somebody's genitalia? Why do you keep laughing so much?
He's so tiny.
Look at that idiot.
You didn't walk right for 3 months.
What?
You gotta work the fat friend in there.
You know, we still got to get at this guy who is very angry about cleaning up someone's ass.
We got to do that. That's coming up in a little bit.
Because that doesn't always mean poo. It could just mean stuff. That's right. The S word I was thinking of.
Right now we're going to talk about Randall. And Randall, if you're listening and you are a boss, I'm talking about like legit boss, not like you think you're a boss.
Not a manager.
Hey, this is about you. You might be the worst in the world.
But you know what? Sometimes the managers are better than the bosses.
Not if you're named Randall.
864-241- 4318. This is the FOF line.
I want to say a big you to my boss, Randall. First off, you, Randy. You ain't That's why you only got two employees and nobody wants to work with you because you're a bitch. You are a piece of and honestly, the heart attack should have killed you, but I guess God had different plans. So you. I can't wait for karma to come around and you right now, little of yours. You suck. You're a and you, Randy.
My goodness. Goodness. Goodness, goodness.
Right in that little blank of yours.
F you, Randy.
Right in that little paper cut blank of yours.
Yeah, I think we all should say screw you, Randy, for that young man.
Yeah.
Randall.
Yeah, really.
Sorry.
Just the fact that people are, look, I know it's anonymous, but at some point, somebody might recognize a voice or a tone. And it, look, I'm glad they do it. I'm glad they call. But some people got to be like, when they hang up, I can't believe I just said that.
Well, you've had many people call over the years, like on a, they may have called on a Friday, and then you'd get a call on a Sunday and say, hey, look, I'm the guy who said I was going to burn my boss's house down. Will you please not play that?
I was intoxicated.
Yeah. And usually you've accommodated those.
I try to, but if it's hilarious, I mean, it's going to win out. If it's a great call, it's going to get on.
Laughs win on this show. Laughs win.
Laughs.
And if you get fired, it wasn't meant to be. How about that? If you can't pay your mortgage, you weren't meant to live there for, you know.
Sometimes you got to thank God for unanswered prayers. Remember when you're talking to the man upstairs.
Just because
he didn't listen. Don't.
Maybe listen to me.
Change a thing.
Yeah, what is it? Just because he listens don't mean he don't care. Is that it?
Unanswered prayers. That's why I like the dance better. 864-241-4318.
Yeah, I got something to say for all you sons of bitches at the drive-thru. You know what pisses me off more than any thing? Is when I'm sitting in your line for 20 damn minutes, and I'm waiting on my food, and y'all ask me what kind of barbecue sauce I wanted, and I told you what the I wanted. I said I wanted spicy ranch, and I wanted the barbecue sauce. So I want two sauces, maybe four of those. Two sauces, but four of them, you know? You know what I get after sitting in my truck in your line for 20 minutes? I don't have a damn straw to drink my sweet tea, and I ain't got any damn sauce. And then you know what that makes me want to do? Makes me want to come back there and slap whoever smoked a joint right before they went into work this morning. Get your together.
That was a wrestling promo. Like, that was so well done.
It really was.
It was either a wrestling promo or like a revival pastor where he's like, you're going to go to hell.
Oh.
You got one chance today to change your life. And if you don't, you're going to burn forever.
It already feels like you in hell because we in a tent in the middle of summer outside.
That's when they would do the hell is hot speeches and sermons when it was outside. Yep, you're absolutely right.
When it's not real.
You feel it, don't you? You feel that? That's what hell's going to be a thousand times worse.
This is motorcycle church when it's not revival time.
That's right.
But
you know what, though, I would say the way he worded it the first time, I would have thought he only wanted two sauces.
Yeah, like you got to look, you can't be doing math when you're working the drive through.
No.
There's too much going on.
No, and that drive through would be even longer if people didn't use cards. If we still used cash for everything, you know how long crap would take? I used cash at the grocery store a while back, and that poor kid, like, he was having an aneurysm.
It tells you on the thing.
Yeah, but he was like looking at a dime like he didn't know what it was.
Oh,
like,
my
is this
God.
Two nickels? Or is this half a quarter? Almost?
Like, okay, if you're one of those people who messes him up, say, like, you know, you give him a dime so he can give you, like, even change back.
Oh.
They can't figure that out.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, just add it to it and give me the five back, man.
We don't like pennies.
I got to call my manager. I don't know if I'm doing it right.
Alexa. They should put Alexas on the Walmart and any register. Alexa, I'm going to hold up his QR code. He says it's $24. Is it more or less?
I love it.
And you got Claude, the manager, has to come by and work his little keys into the register because he's got 30 keys hanging off his belt loop.
Yeah.
I was also in a grocery store recently where they smelled like they were washing or mopping the floor with straight up bleach. Oh, swimming man. Pool mixed with grocery smelled not good.
Oh, gosh.
Like, I went in there with an appetite and walked out with very little things.
Burn your eyes?
Did you walk into
it? Stunk like chlorine. Not a bleach. I said bleach. Chlorine. It was
been bleach, maybe.
It smelled bad.
Did you go to a galaxy that may or may not be full of fresh air? Like, I don't know, like, where you're going.
No. I'll write down the name of it for you, and then you can...
While you write that, let's do one more right here.
There's an X on the end, right?
Okay. Yep. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Usually there's another smell in there that keeps you out of there.
That normally is a nice place.
I know.
Shocking.
Let's not go there.
Well, this lady don't like rats.
Who does?
Not the ones you're thinking of, though.
Ninja Turtles, the only ones I know.
You know what really pisses me off? Rats, as in people, narcs. When you quit doing drugs, you quit doing that kind of hard drugs, and you leave that life behind for your family, and you work hard, and you bust your ass, and you take care of your daughter, and all you do is smoke a little f***ing weed, just a little f***ing weed and you think, oh, it's a good idea to grow one little plant, just one little plant, you know, so you don't have to waste money on your weed. That's all you do is smoke a joint before you go to bed, but you can't even do that because somebody's got to on your parade and, you know, fell on your ass, and here they come and take your one pot plant, and then they got the nerve to ask you, do you know anyone bigger you want to roll on? Dealing some pills or some meth, heroin? No, mother, I don't. I quit that 2 years ago. Thank you very much. Have a great day.
You know, I've heard the phrase rain on my parade.
I thought it was, oh, yeah, rain on, yeah.
But not S on it. I've never heard that one.
S on my parade.
I think that's when it hails also.
Oh.
Yeah, that's the way. I mean, you got anybody you want to roll on?
I love how she positioned that, too, like a cop would just nonchalantly say, you got anybody else you want to give up?
Yeah.
Got anything in your pocket, stick me, poke me, hurt me? Got any drug dealers dealing in, steroids, pills,
weed? They think, you know, you're a DEA informant.
Is that like, common? Man. Like, if you're going down, you're going to take all of your buddies with you?
Well, I get,
oh, yeah, let me tell you.
I get why they would at least
ask. Let me
tell
you about Matt Man and Fat Boy. Well, I would never do that.
Proverbially.
I mean, that's what it means. That
I got no skeletons in the closets. They're all buried in the yard.
I like when they say, this deal's for whoever gets it first. First come, first serve.
Like they're selling a house.
Yeah.
Yes, I know.
Well, now that you mention it, I have to tell you, Fat Boy doesn't wear pants. He wears shorts.
I was like, oh, dang it. Now I got to get you killed when you go get locked up because you snitched on me.
Paige isn't wearing a bra today.
Good Lord.
Sometimes I have to check because
I feel like it would hurt if you didn't wear a bra.
Do what?
I feel like it would hurt if you didn't wear a bra.
You know,
what does it feel like when you like forget to wear a seatbelt or something? Like you're like, wait, something's different here.
It would be very uncomfortable walking around because people would be staring at me.
Yeah.
Oh man.
I'll look the other way right now.
Not
then.
That they fall to the ground, but you don't want hair.
The day I wear shorts, you start talking about jugs. You don't take a break.
Yeah. Like we got 3 days.
We got to get to Mark and Taylor's.
Oh, yes. We have more of this. Oh,
yeah, he's going to kick somebody's ass. Because he's not cleaning up your loads, what he says.
Okay.
So but, make sure it's secured.
So I wonder what he's talking about. What is he talking about? Trash? Because I have a neighbor who
is gay.
I assume that it's them. I don't know it to be true, but on trash day, I always have a little bit of residue trash that blows over into my yard. And I think it's because they put some just non-bag trash in their cans. So when they dump it, some residuals fall out and the wind carries it to my yard. And first off, I didn't know there was a checker still in business. But once or maybe twice a month, there'll be a checker's cup in my yard.
It has to be bagged, right?
They'll put a little post-it note or something on your thing. It's like 4 feet away from the road and bagged only.
Yeah, I didn't know there was a checker still. The one that was open is a title loan place now.
Yeah.
You can sit out front and I guess fill out your application.
Sure.
Where you used to be able to eat.
Yeah.
You got to walk through the drive-thru to turn it in.
Go over there and sit on one of them bistro tables. Those suck, man. If you got any height to you, if you're short, they probably suck worse. All right. Suck, suck, suck. Morning, everybody.
I understand how they're funny at the crack of stupid.
I need like 5 cups of coffee.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Yeah. You Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. Happy Friday. The FOF.
Thank
line.
You.
You're welcome. 864-241-4318. When you get perturbed, that's a word that won't make it past maybe another 10 years. Perturbed.
No. Because I can't spell it, honestly.
And I barely know what it means. P-E-R-T-U-R-B-E-D. Perturbed.
Is that right, Paige?
Mm-hmm.
You ask her.
I thought it was P-U-R, T-U-R-D.
No, that's perturbed. 864.
How much you pay?
I'm going to check my sources on that. Perturbed.
P-E-R-T-U-R-B-E-D?
Yeah.
Is that what
you
said?
Yeah.
Oi.
It means feeling anxiety or concern. I feel unsettled.
I was doing like the Foxworthy setup. How much do you pay per turd?
Ew. 864-241-4318. That's how you call the FOF line and say things such as this.
You know, if you bail your girl out of jail, maybe she shouldn't be such an ungrateful bitch about it. You would think. Well, that's according to this guy right here.
Uh-oh.
I mean, look what he did.
He must have got her out and then she went to some other man.
You know what? She could have, but she definitely pissed him off.
864-24. I've given the phone number 18 times. 864-241-4318.
Yeah, this goes out to my quote-unquote girlfriend, the one who is supposed to be at work right now, whose son's supposed to be at school, but both of y'all are lying in the bed while I've worked 6 days a week and I'm sitting here wondering, why are you unawake right now? I sat here and bailed you out of your third CDV after hitting me and am fighting to get you out of jail, spent $3,000 on your bail, but you know, you're just fast asleep, not doing anything, freeloading on me. While I pay all the bills, I take care of the kids, I clean the house, I do the dishes, I do the laundry. Did I mention I work 6 days a week on night shift? But yet, you are this holier-than-thou bullshit. Well, you wonder why I cheat on you? It's because you're a fat f***ing freeloading bitch. Thank you.
Oh my gosh.
Well, at least he laid it out there. She can't wonder now. Why does he cheat on me?
Wow. That had so much into it. So the third time she's had CDV on him, and he bails her out. Like, so you're repeating that same cycle. You know the answer. You love her. She's not loving you back. And
you got to break that off.
I believe it was Stain that said break the cycle. Was it not, Paige?
Believe so.
Yes. Also, I was told not to do that when I got my first bicycle, but it turns out I did anyway. I broke the cycle. I sure did.
It's just a little husky.
Mm-hmm.
Here's Mark and Taylor's.
Oh, it was a Huffy.
I wasn't a Husky.
I was a Husky on a Huffy.
That's kind of backwards. Mark and Taylor's, you know the voice. He's called a lot.
Oh, yes.
Over the years. Always fun to talk to. Never quite seen him angry like he is now, and he's going to tell you why. And if you did this to him, you need to make it right.
864-241-4318. This is the FOF line.
It's Mark and Taylor's. This is a big off to the ass that apparently is dexterity challenged and even more mentally, who dropped a toilet out of his load and it busted into fine porcelain mist or big ass chunks in front of my home on Hudson Road. I go out this time of the morning, it's early, to get my yard work done. I spend an hour cleaning up your shit. I'd rather be listening to the Hoot Owls and at peace with the world, staring at the stars, than cleaning up your lazy ass bullshit. You. Hell, I'll bet you drink your beers out of aluminum cans, you f***ing piece of shit. Come on down Hudson Road. If you got anything to say about what I'm saying, you just look for a f***ing Marine Corps flag in my front yard. Come get you an ass beating. I'd love to give you. F*** you, you lazy ass.
I'll have to find that house.
I mean, crap. Dude gave out his address, essentially.
I should have bleeped it where it didn't sound like he said Marine Corps flag, and then...
Oh, Lord.
I should have bleeped out the ass beaten.
Oh, Lord.
Hudson's nice. My mom used to live on Hudson.
I have family lives right off
it's
of that
really
road as
well.
It's
really pretty out there.
Yeah. I may go home that way today and see if I can figure out which house it is. Maybe...
Look for
what's up with him? What's wrong with drinking beer out of cans?
I don't know. That was
is that bad now?
That was an extra. We know people prefer bottles, I guess, but
yeah,
that was an extra.
They say that some people like bottles.
Well,
it tastes better
with our beer. I wanted it in the bottles, but like God, you talk about it's like going from living in a trailer to like a mansion. As far as the costs go.
Yeah.
Yep. So insane.
Plus, they don't recycle glass anymore around here for some reason.
No.
It is easier to travel with cans than it is with bottles.
Oh, you should know.
I do. You put it in coolers.
I was making a booby joke.
No, there is a local company that will make, they take glass, and I think they make sand with it, but I don't think they take donations.
Isn't that crazy to think that's literally what sand is? It's just glass and rocks. That's just... nature's fixed up that doesn't like because why did we never go to the beaches until the turn of the 20th century? Like you never heard about it in culture.
Beach glass is beautiful though.
But is that why people didn't go on the beach? It's because it was so treacherous, because people sunbathing that was not a thing.
That's a good question.
Until the turn right before the stock market crash,
I think they probably,
maybe they just went out there because they didn't have a job no more,
went out there to
like
swim.
This is kind of fun.
Plus, who was the guy that turned Myrtle Beach redneck? Who was the first redneck to get in his Speedo and his mullet?
Because it all started, it was for the wealthy. I mean, that's what happens. The wealthy, the middle class is like, ooh, I want to go there one day.
I want to go and ruin
it. By the time you can afford it, the luxury people are not there. They've went to a new place. Like, I remember Turks and Caicos. I only found out about that place like 15 years ago, maybe. Yeah.
And it's like, I don't know where it's at.
I can't point to it on a map. I know rich people go there.
A lot of athletes. I look back on those Myrtle Beach trips, man. I loved them growing up.
Yeah, but now you got to wear freaking Kevlar to feel safe. I mean,
is that that bad?
Oh, yeah. Last weekend there was another one.
Yeah, I know that.
They're flooding it now. It's where they one-way streets after 6 p.m.
Yeah, Fabboy is saying they closed down the main drag there on the Grand Strand.
Yeah, it's only open to emergency personnel from like most of the night.
That's terrible.
And it's one-way traffic.
Like, was it really the way it's presented to us, like in the movie Shag, where in the 50s people were just driving down the roads? They were just blowing the horn, waving at each other. There was not violence. I mean, I know there was fightings and stuff, but like...
That's what we did coming up.
That crisp little...
Well, before all the hotels, there were big beach houses.
Oh,
they
yes.
were beautiful, because I remember staying in one that was going to be torn down.
I just mean societally. Societally. That's not a word.
Society.
That's the way it was.
It was just, but is that the way history presented it to us?
Probably.
There was fighting and shootings and stuff back then, but they just didn't, because it was a travel destination. So yeah, they're not going to tell you about all the crime.
Except the mass shootings. I know that in California there were things when I was growing up that was just as equally as scary. Like serial killers were big back then.
Yeah.
You know, we had the Manson family. We had all that. That there's always something about crazy people out there that makes you wonder why. How could people be so evil? How could people be so cold?
You know what's crazy is I was telling Fat Boy the other day, I watched this Phil Hartman documentary. Love that dude. And you know who one of his best friends in high school was? Squeaky from the Manson family.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, Squeaky from.
Wow.
I mean, that was growing up.
That was a chair. I swear it was.
You just fear. Now going out in public, you wonder, could something be happening? Like, I don't ever sit in a restaurant with my back. I always want to sit where I can see walking through the door. And whenever I go, I look for exits.
Really? No, you ain't. You trying to be Jane Wick.
No, I really, I mean, after the balloon situation.
Just in case, how do I get out of here?
After the balloon situation with people running through the mall, it's made me paranoid a little bit.
Well, I understand that. When I go eat Mexican, I look for the toilet.
Because people really thought that there was a live shooter at Haywood Mall, and they were running out the door, and people were screaming. It was terrifying.
Yeah. Don't you miss the times where you just cruised the strip and figured out how to get into the Magic Attic when you weren't allowed? Or Mother Fletcher?
Or you would keep driving by so you could hear the band outside. Absolutely, man. Yeah, because, good.
Walking down the streets at the beach.
But there was still fighting and stuff. Like, you think of the Old West when there were shootouts all the time, right?
Constantly.
But now.
Maggie Valley, too.
It's like the inundation of the news is why it's always been bad, right?
Yes.
But the constant news, blam, blam, blam.
Blam, blam.
That's where we think, the world's getting worse. It's always been worse. It's just we now know immediately when these awful atrocities happen.
Yeah.
That sucks. Do away with the news. Not Paige's news. I like that.
Oh, yeah, do that one.
I mean, you know,
we got more calls here?
No, we got to go.
Okay, I'm sorry.
It's already 9:50. Ah, I made you look.
Jeez.
Wow.
Yeah, you're flying by that fast.
Okay.
You lost an hour of time in your life.
That would have been excellent. Paige, what is up in the Plex?
Well, you wouldn't believe what this female road rager did to another driver's car.
Flashed her privates through the window.
She secreted on it.
She probably put her crotch up against the window like a little Garfield hand, a little suction cup.
Nailed it. You know it.
Is that right?
No.
Okay. All right, we'll find out the true answer next in your Rise Guys headlines. Happy Friday.
Feed your need for TRG.
Oh, yes, it's good.
At theriseguys.com and on the Odyssey app.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. we're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.